making tough decisions. The opportunity for us to make an impact during these controversial times, I think, is critically important for an authentic leader. So I want to talk a little bit about the process. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. This podcast gives us a chance to share specific strategies and techniques that I think will help improve our ability to be sincere and caring as we serve those who are important around us. Dr. Chester Peters often would counsel us as young and returning professionals. He was our Vice President for Student Affairs for several decades and was my longtime mentor. He would counsel us to make sure that when we're dealing with a tough decision, that we involve the lowest level possible, those individuals that are directly affected by any decision that we make. That becomes a critical factor as we think in terms of the process of arriving at a decision that is going to be impactful and meaningful for everyone. Now, his advice was that we make sure that we involve those individuals that are grassroots, that are actually going to be affected by the decision. And that as we provide opportunities for input, that it be done in a sincere, timely manner. That if we're going to provide options for individuals to consider as we try to arrive at a tough decision, that those options be realistic. I know I made a mistake, and maybe others have as well, as a parent asking children, well, what do you want to do on vacation? Well, we learned very quickly that their ideas were not realistic. That the next time around I said, well, we want to go on vacation, here are three options, and these three options we can live with. That's what you want to be able to do when you ask for input. If you're going to provide options, that we want to make sure that when someone comes back and says, this is the option I'm most comfortable with, that you're not there to say, well, that's not realistic. That doesn't build trust or ownership. As we buy into a process, that it not be paralyzing, that we have a timetable where individuals are going to provide meaningful, sincere input, but after a period of time, I'm going to take those inputs and make the best possible decision based on the information that's available to me, if that's in fact going to be a tough decision has to be made. That we might use draft, D-R-A-F-T, on a proposal. Here's an opportunity to react to a draft, a proposal, and that gives another opportunity for meaningful, intentional input, and draft becomes a friend of those individuals that are attempting to make the best possible decision they can when things are controversial. Remember, our goal is to do what's right based on the best information available, do what's right in the overall betterment or improvement of the organization. And that we're not after a popularity contest. We're not out to make everyone happy. That we want to do the right thing based on the best information that we have available. If we're going to communicate disappointment, we ought to do it personal and eye to eye. I often say that if it's going to be good news, I'll go ahead and share it with a large group. If it's going to be bad news and I'm going to disappoint someone or an individual or group, that I do it personal and do it eye to eye. I think that's critically important as we build trust. And also remember that as we deliver disappointment, it's important that those that are receiving that disappointment, that they handle it appropriately. We can't sometimes control the tough decision and address how we handle a difficult situation. We're judged on that, by the way, in terms of how we handle disappointment. Leaders are faced with making tough decisions, particularly now more than ever. If we are transparent, we share information in a timely manner, if we present options that are realistic, that we have a process that has a beginning and an end, that individuals are given an opportunity of input, but within a framework that respects them and respects the process. That we recognize somewhere in the Bible, it might very well say, all prayers are answered. Well, sometimes the answer is no. And it's important that as we communicate tough decisions, that we're not necessarily going to make everyone happy. But as leaders, we're attempting to make the best possible decision, the right decision, based on the information we have available at the time. Decisions have to be made to move an organization forward. And we don't want to be paralyzed by the process, but we want to make sure the process is meaningful, sincere, timely, and a significant part of the culture of our organization.